Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Red Men Bites. As Steve Hoare here, and if you're thinking, Steve, you sound a little bit different. Yeah, I do, I'll be honest. I'm nursing a little bit of a cold, so my voice sounds a bit strange. That's what it is, but listen, I'm powering through because obviously we need to talk about the Reds loads and loads and loads. Even if they can't win football matches, there's still plenty going on, and we can't get enough of them, can we? So we're going to crack on now. First of all, then, let's talk, well, transfers. Jürgen, after the defeat at Brighton, was asked about transfers. Will Liverpool do anything before the deadline day closes in terms of incomings? And he's decided no. There's rumours to the contrary going round that Liverpool are looking at short-term loans from some of the bigger clubs around Europe too, who maybe have a couple of lads who are surplus to requirements or new game time or whatever. That was reported in the Mail, but Jürgen Klopp's pretty much put an end to that. He said, not a lap in this window, not at all. And I can hear, you know, thousands and thousands of people listening to this show tearing their hair out in anger, and I understand it because it's mad that we've got here. But yeah, Liverpool are going to go again with the same lads. I'm not too sure if that's wise, honestly, given what we've seen already this season. But, you know, he did point out down the line, obviously, we've got a lot of players and you can't just keep bringing in. But it does feel like we're going to have to just go again. So, I mean, by the time this goes out, things can obviously change, but it looks like Liverpool aren't going to be doing anything before the 11 p.m. deadline on Tuesday. Jürgen, even after the defeat against Brighton, Liverpool get knocked out of the FA Cup, there's no intention to do anything, whether that's coming from him, from the owners, from lack of money, etc., etc. But it looks like the only incoming this month will be the arrival of Cody Gakpo, which obviously happened early, very, very, very early in the window. Liverpool decided that's what he needed to do, so it looks like that's what we're going to get.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, time will tell if that was the right decision. It's a big old gamble that Liverpool are taking, trying to get, you know, the season going, well, I say going, back on track, trying to scrape a top four position, trying to do something in the Champions League, trying to get the better Real Madrid and whatever follows. But it looks like Jürgen's going to back his lads, or he's been asked to back his lads, one or the other. And we're going to have to just accept that, I think. Right then, moving on, in terms of outgoings, Nath Phillips to Galatasaray looks like it's on the cards. The Turkish side are leading the race for the Liverpool defender. So yeah, we mentioned on previous Bite Size about Reece Williams coming back to the club. He's now going to take up, it looks like, that fifth centre-back role, and Liverpool are going to allow Nath Phillips to leave. According to James Pearce of The Athletic, there are still three options at play here. Again, I'm very much aware of transfers. This is all fluid and things could change very quickly. But as it stands at this time, he could either go out on a straight loan, a loan with the option to buy, or permanent deal. All three are apparently being discussed, and all parties are trying to figure out what's the best deal for them. But yeah, it looks like Nath Phillips, who's been passed from pillar to post, really, could have left a couple of times, went out on loan, come back. He's done okay when he's been called upon. But it looks like age 25, finally, Nath Phillips might be getting himself a team. And it looks like a move to Turkey could well be on the cards. I think from a Liverpool point of view, I think the sale would probably be best. And I think that'd be best from Nath Phillips' point of view as well. He's been, you know, loaned back. He needs some clarity in his life and in his career. And this move could allow him to get just that. So yeah, it does look like we're finally seeing the permanent end of Nath Phillips' career at Liverpool, and not just another loan deal. And time will tell again. He's fifth choice centre half, so it is what it is. He's very rarely going to get game time here. But I think it's fair to say in recent years, he has never let Liverpool down when he's been called upon. Obviously, as it stands, Virgil van Dijk is out injured, so Liverpool have got down to three centre halves other than Nath Phillips. So Reece Williams being called back, again, this is a little bit of a risk because you're only an injury or like a suspension away from needing Nath Phillips. And as it stands, I would still be more comfortable, obviously, with Phillips than Reece Williams. Reece Williams is a young lad with a career ahead of him, of course, whether that's at Liverpool or elsewhere. But this is the squad management. This is being fair to the player. He tried to get a deal in the past, didn't quite get it. Liverpool rewards them with better terms on the contract. But it does appear like finally Nath Phillips will be on his way out of Anfield. And yeah, it looks like Turkey is very much in play for him. Right, then moving on to another couple of outgoings. There's an interesting one, this. At time recording, this show isn't released on Redmen Plus, but it'll be out there very, very shortly, so do go and check it out. This one comes from Ian Doyle, our very own Dan Club. Spoke to Ian Doyle of Liverpool Echo on Transfer Insight. And he raised the point that both Ben Doak and Bobby Clark could potentially go out on loan before the window closes, given the fact that Liverpool are out the League Cup, given the fact that Liverpool are no longer in the FA Cup after that defeat against Brighton. At game time, looks difficult for both those two young lads to get hold of. And apparently, Ian Doyle said that, you know, there's a chance that either both or neither, who knows, could find themselves going out on loan if all parties can find somewhere for them to go suitable before the window closes. I'm guessing at this point in the window, there will be a lot of clubs out there just seeing what they can do in terms of loans. Can they get themselves a good deal? Obviously, we haven't seen too much of either of those lads. They've been involved a little bit. Obviously, Ben Doak is probably the one who's closer to the first team, regular first team action at the moment than Bobby Clark is, albeit Bobby Clark has played first team football, of course. But if the season relies on Liverpool needing these two lads to play, something has gone wrong. But I have been excited by Ben Doak, and I still think a couple of times there's been chances where he could have been the ninth sub on the bench rather than other players. Like, I'd rather have had 10 minutes of Ben Doak coming on than other things. But it looks like when he was on the bench, it was just a necessity thing out of who was fit and available, and Liverpool were lacking numbers, and now we're starting to get players back. Obviously, chances are few and far between. It looks like he's going to either find himself playing a few months of youth team football, whether that be 18s, 21s, or potentially get himself a loan, and the same for Bobby Clark as well. So something, like I say, I think Ian points out nothing looks imminent, but there are chances that both of them could be allowed to go if anything does materialise over the next, what, 48 hours or so until the window closes, maybe even less, actually. It's about, what, 30, 40 hours, something like that, by the time recording until it happens. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on both Ben Doak and Bobby Clark. Right then, in terms of another loaningy, Liverpool youngster Luke Chambers is closing in on a loan move of his own, this time up to Kilmarnock, up to Scotland. That's from the Daily Record Sport. Again, we saw a little bit of Luke Chambers in pre-season, a little bit of me here and there, good promising defender. It looks like he's going to be given a chance to go out on loan. Liverpool obviously recalled Owen Beck from Bolton recently. I wonder if there's a connection between the two. I don't know, but it looks like Liverpool are potentially given the chance for young Luke Chambers to go up to Kilmarnock and again, get himself some regular first-team football, which would be great for him. If he does go and do that, fingers crossed, he can go and have a good loan. We've seen Leighton Clarkson go to Scotland with Aberdeen and have himself a good loan, although he was involved in a very, very humiliating defeat for Aberdeen not too long ago, of course, last week, I think that was. But another young player potentially getting himself a chance to go out there, get himself out on loan. And a good luck to him, really, really good luck to him if he can go and get that done. And fingers crossed it all goes well north of the border. So, yeah. I'd like to sit here and say Liverpool, you know, are going to be really, really active in the transfer window. There's a report in The Athletic saying that Liverpool and Jürgen Klopp are fans of Sheffield United's Sander Berger, however you pronounce it. But again, that just looks like a player Liverpool potentially like, but it doesn't look like anything's imminent in terms of getting a deal over the line. So that's where we are right now. We're going to keep, obviously, here at Redmen, we'll keep an eye on everything. And if anything does break, any of this kind of stuff comes to fruition, we'll, of course, react plentiful to it, as we always do. We will be live a couple of times throughout deadline day. We just any updates as well on the YouTube channel. If you want to check that out, please feel free to do so. If you're looking for even more content in your lives, the final word show is out now. So I spoke to Steve Plunk and Saj Iqbal all about that defeat to Brighton, looking at what went well, what went wrong, etc. etc. That's available right now on redmenplus.com. Speaking of redmenplus.com, our new show, The Bias Football Show. It's going to be recorded first week on Wednesday, so we'll be recapping the transfer window for other clubs in and around the Premier League, who did well, who didn't. That'll be on Red Men Plus streaming. The first ever episode will be out this Wednesday. That will eventually become a Monday show, but obviously this week we thought, with the window closed on Tuesday, Wednesday's a great time. So if you are a Plus subscriber, keep an eye out for that. If you're not and you fancy listening to us, and like I said, it's the Bias Football Show, so it's us giving our thoughts on other teams, very much from a Liverpool point of view and how it affects the Reds. So yeah, check that out. And I briefly mentioned before, obviously, about Ian Doyle, Transfer Insight with Ian Doyle. If it isn't out already on the feeds, on the Redmen Plus feed, it will be very, very shortly. He spoke, obviously, loads about Liverpool, what's going to happen in this window, and what their plans are for the future. So you're looking at the likes of Nunes and Bellingham and Chamberlain and Keita and all the contract stuff. And like I say, a couple of the youngsters as well. So if you want to check out Transfer Insight with Ian Doyle, that too is available on redmenplus.com. You sign up over there, you can get all of these shows in podcast form directly into your native podcast apps. If you're a Spotify user, search Red Men Plus Podcast on Spotify. You can sign up through there, pay them directly, and you can get access to all this amazing content in podcast form. You don't get the videos like you do if you use the website, but if you're just listening to Spotify and you want to box that off, then we've got you covered there as well. Right then, going to wrap up there. Just a heads up on Tuesday. Tuesday's bite size will be a little bit later because we'll probably wait for the window to close before we put anything out, just so that we don't get caught out by any last-minute stuff. So keep an eye out Tuesday late night, or wake up Wednesday morning and get yourselves covered with the latest, the next one after this episode of Bite Side. And yeah, keep an eye out on all the great content on the YouTube channel, on redmenplus.com, and I will catch us all soon. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best. the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.